wholesale pricing.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with a little old show called America Tonight. Left, right, or somewhere in between, I don't care what your stripes are, just have an opinion, and boy, I hope you have one. If you have a pulse, and you live in this great country, and you care about freedom and all the things that you enjoy, I hope there's blood coursing through that body, and you're going to get yourself to the voting booth on November 2nd, because we're getting closer and closer to that day, my friends. What's interesting is a lot of people are predicting that the Republicans will take back the House. After all, the House seats are up, people's frustrations are high, and a lot of those Democratic seats could flip over. But on the money-raising end of things, the Democrats so far are out spending as far as ads and whatnot, and also raising 2-1 for all the Republicans that are out there that are running. That's kind of surprising to me. So what gives? We'll talk about that. But right here from the get-go, how often are we in the position where it's, oh my, more problems down on the border, especially when we're talking about El Paso and Juarez? I say it because I live there. It's a little bridge called the Zaragoza Bridge that separates the two countries. It's become a war zone. It's crazy. And it's not just the drug cartels. It's beyond that at this point. Nobody wants to go into Juarez. And there are other parts bubbling up as real problem zones in Texas, which is just one of the border states having the extra duty thrown upon them of trying to figure out what to do with the avalanche of people coming in, especially in the areas where there aren't checkpoints. In other words, where it's more wide open and there are more people that are able to get through. Now, some of the people that get through are of the drug variety or the gang variety or the who knows what. That's the problem. We have no idea who's coming in, right? So the idea that the National Guard would be deployed, but the problem also with the National Guard being deployed is, one, hardly enough, and not enough to stretch across all of those states, but also the fact that the National Guard that go down there are really almost like spotters. You know what a spotter is? When you watch a football game this football season, and maybe you're already watching the preseason, and you hear your play-by-play guys talking about, oh, did you see that tackle on the right side and whatever, and then they start to say he went up the gut, and then you look, whatever, they start to describe the play. They'll have a spotter in the booth that's looking at the play that's able to say, if they can't see it, here's what's happening. Somebody with, and this is the old-fashioned way to do it, with binoculars. That's what the Border Patrol's doing. You and I could be there with binoculars saying, all right, I see one on the right side. Look about half a mile down. I can see that it looks like a group of people coming through. So they're just aiding. They can't arrest, stop, whatever you want to call it, people that are coming through. So pretty much it's like they're spotters along the border areas. Now, it's better than nothing, but there's not enough of them, and they can't do the duties that the Border Patrol agents are doing, so it's not helping as much as it could help. And this is a problem. This is a problem that's not going away, and it should not be put on the shelf. If anything Arizona taught us, it's that the states cannot handle this any longer. Either the states have the power to do whatever they have to do, or there has to be more help and there has to be solutions to what has become a full-on crisis. That's why California, the budget crunch they're feeling, a lot of that is because of the strain on the resources put there because of the illegal immigrants in the state draining the resources, particularly in the southern part of Cali, like Los Angeles. San Diego is feeling a little bit. It's mostly L.A. and some of the suburbs outside of L.A., and then in the central coast of California a little bit, and in the northern part of California. But this is a little bit of the problem. It's a big chunk of it, 50%. I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and they pointed to the numbers, and the numbers are not pretty. So the governor of Texas said this is a concern. He's concerned about the violence along the border area. So here's Rick Perry throwing his two cents in.
Things are going from bad to worse.
Things have gone from bad to worse. It was pretty easy. He summed it up, and that's it. And whether it's Texas, New Mexico, Colorado even is seeing some of this, California, I mean, pick a state, any state, and even the northern migration, it's too much to ignore. And the water cooler buzz, a lot of it should be on what are we going to do about these circumstances? What is going to happen with this particular problem that we have? Either figure out a way to secure the border or figure out a way to do something else, because you cannot allow this to multiply and multiply and multiply, or who knows where we would be 10 years from now. The politicians acting like ostriches has put us in this position in the first place. All right, so on this show or this hour of America Tonight, we're not going to just talk about immigration and the frustrations of the people who live along the border and California and what's going on there. We're going to talk about other things like eggs and the egg recall, and are you avoiding eggs? Did you think about it? Did you go out for brunch perhaps earlier in the day and you decided, I'll just take that virgin Bloody Mary or the Bloody Mary instead of the egg dish? I'm starting to see that a lot, even though it's very specific to certain areas where the eggs went. But it keeps bubbling up that there could be other places, other people who could be at risk. And I think that's the fear that people are feeling. Speaking of fear, it wasn't about fear, but it was about frustration. And it's not a surprise. The biggest story, hands down, is the debate over the mosque. And it's fueling dueling protests. And that's what happened over the weekend. The cops were on hand. They set up barricades. I mean, this was a real protest. You had two leaders of the construction project who were defending their plans, but one suggested that they would be willing to discuss some other site. And then you have the imam, Abdul Rauf, who says that during a Middle East trip, that the attention that was generated by this project, now they're calling it 51 Park, is actually positive. He thinks it's positive, and he hopes it will bring greater understanding. Do you think there's a chance that this is going to bring greater understanding? Now, you heard what I said at the top. I don't care what your stripes are. If you're left of left or right of right, bring it. Let's hear the opinion. So around the corner from the old building that's going to become this 13-story Islamic community center, police really had to separate demonstrators and started to get pretty loud. Now, there wasn't any physical clashes, thank goodness, but there were a few of those in-your-face confrontations. And there was even a man and a woman just screaming at the top of their lungs across the barricade, and there was rain coming down. So there were a lot of opponents, and then there are some proponents of keeping this thing going. You had protesters that had a lot of signs that said Sharia, and it had blood red letters to talk about Islam, Sharia law. Then you had other people who were carrying signs that said religious freedom. Bottom line is, honestly, do you think this project is going to unite people in New York after what we've seen? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon.
All right, when you come off a weekend, I feel like you kind of have to play catch-up because you might have been chilling watching some of that fabulous preseason football. Maybe you saw Brett Favre in for one big series. Woohoo! The $28 million man, or at least he has the potential to be the $28 million man. We have sports shorts coming up at the end of the hour, by the way. So you might have missed some of the things that happened over the weekend. And remember, you can go to americatonight.net because we'll keep you up to date with what's happening. We got all the news hits that are going on, and then there's some blogs. And I did a blog over the weekend about the situation with Israel, and we'll get to that here in a second. But in talking about the heated temperatures and a very rainy, murky day in New York over this ground, because it's called the Ground Zero Mosque. It's two blocks from where Ground Zero was, but it's very close. It's the same thing. It's in that same neighborhood, and it is really there. If you look up, that's where it is. So anyway, the imam has said, which you just heard me say, this is an opportunity and this is a good thing because he saw all that was going on when he was away. And his wife, in fact, who's one of the big planners behind the Islamic Center in this mosque, says moving to another site is not an option that's being discussed right now with New York City folks at all. This isn't, you know, we're trying to meet several stakeholders, and that's what we're trying to do. We don't want to create conflict. Well, see, that's flawed thinking. And I think if they don't want to create conflict, and then there is a conflict, it makes much more sense to go someplace else. What say you, America? 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. So the new things that we know is they've got this big money project, and unless the stakeholders who see what's happening don't want this community center built there, and they pull out their money, then that would move it. And here's the other thing that I think they have to be concerned about. I think they have to be concerned about extremists, because this also could now become a target for extremists. Honestly, I think that. So the Imam Abdul Rauf is saying that the U.S. constitutional rights are more in line with Islamic principles than the limits imposed by some Muslim nations. Yeah, and he was overseas talking about that and saying that opponents of the mosque at home have raised concern about the financing, but that they're refusing to talk about very much as far as the funding is concerned. So you know you can throw in your 2 cents that way or at americatonight.net. Now on to a couple of other things, since we're going to catch up to date as fast as we can here. Like I said, it's that theory that you were kicking back and you didn't want your blood pressure to go through the roof, so you decided to relax and watch the preseason game, and hopefully you didn't get upset by what you saw from your team. I don't think you can tell a lot about the preseason other than cuts are coming up and some guys that might have made the team maybe won't make the team. That's probably the biggest thing that you can get out of it. Or if maybe you get frustrated and seeing some things that aren't happening when the starters are in for 2 seconds. I'm just saying that's pretty much all you're going to get out of it. All right, so moving along, here's something else that we talked about a ton last week, a ton. And it's the pullout in Iraq and what's going to ultimately happen there. And so now what's being said is, and this makes sense, and it was our take, that it would take a complete failure of the Iraqi security forces for the U.S. to resume any kind of combat operations there. And that's according to the top American commander, who's saying, look, this is the final pieces are in place. And we're going to let you hear what he said later. But General Odierno is saying, you know, that why are we going to, it's unlikely that we would resume any kind of combat. We don't see that happening because the Iraqi security forces have been doing so well for so long now that we believe we're way beyond that. That's why we've drawn down. So I know I said these numbers before, but Jake, listening to us in Austin on KJCE, said, you know, how many troops are going to be there? Well, it's a round number. It's about 50,000 troops, give or take, that will stay until 2011 to pretty much do the training and the assisting for the folks that are in Iraq trying to ramp up, in other words, to make sure that, like I said, that they can police their own backyard and not have to rely on the Americans to do that. But do you think that Iraq is going to be able to handle it now with the 4th Striker Brigade gone and that 2nd Infantry crossing the border last week and that being such a vivid scene? Is this a good thing? I mean, some people didn't think we should have been there in the first place, right? So if we weren't supposed to be there in the first place, well, then this is the drawdown. This is the withdrawal that a lot of people were dying to see happen sooner rather than later. But still the question becomes, can this country stand on its own? And I think diplomatically it's going to be a massive struggle. And you don't want to see, you want to see Iraq turn into something stronger rather than weaker. You don't want it to become a weak governmental institution, because then for all that was lost, the civilians included, and some of the things that happened would be for naught if, other than Saddam Hussein, if they're not able to do that. And that's a time will tell thing. There's no way to crystal ball this and know exactly what's going to happen 5 years from now, 6 years from now, whatever. What would be the, I think the best mark would be 5 years and then 10 years. 10 years from now, what's that country going to be like? Is it going to be all chaos? All hell is going to break loose? It's going to be the same thing that it was before? Or will it be better? Will life be better for some of the people that live in that country? And it is hard to answer, because the training was good the training of the actual security forces was great. And the same with the police, but how do you stamp out corruption? How do you stamp out, I've said this all along, thousands of years of religious heartache and discord between many, many factions? All right, speaking of discord, it really is about you play for one team or you play for the other team or you don't like any of the teams, meaning politics, and you wish there were a third party or a better alternative. But when it comes to raising money, how about this with the Democrats? They completely kicked the butt of the Republicans 2-1. I said that at the top of the show. So the Republican National Committee raised $5.5 million in July. That's compared to $11.6 million by the Dems. In fact, the Democratic Party reported $10.8 million in the bank and $3.5 million in debts. Republicans showed $5.3 million in the bank and $2.2 million in debts. So in maneuvering all this money, what happens, and you know this, Democrats use the money to help the House candidates. They're people that are running. And the same thing with the Republicans. So you would think that the Democrats would have a better advantage, at least from what they're able to spend versus the Republicans. But all predictions point to the opposite. With the clearing of House positions, every single seat that's up, the possibility that it will flip some of the traditionally Democratic areas could flip in a different direction based on all of the sweeping anger that we see across the U.S. and which way will the independents go? Will they sway the way of a different candidate or not? You know, I have a theory that really Americans don't want to, quotes, be governed from either side, really. They just want better government. Don't we want just better representation? Isn't that the idea? That we want Washington in a much more supportive role? I don't want Washington to be the dominating role. I want less governments. Give me smaller government. We don't want to be bogged down in red tape and wrapped around it twice in 2 days on Sunday. No, I don't think so. I think we want it as small as possible with as little interference as possible. It's like the old, it was like that old movie network that people, I'm sure, are playing on shows across America because that's what we're feeling. The mad as hell sentiment. And I think it'll show. I think you will see a changing of the guard when it comes to some of these seats, some of these House seats on November 2nd. November 3rd, people are going to be packing up for sure. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, we've got the Daily Salute and a few other odds and ends.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
For
world-class auto detailing. Use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. I've been thinking about the Daily Salute for the last couple of days. We got a great one for you. Every once in a while, we give you that silver lining or that ray of sunshine or whatever little trite saying you want to stamp on it. But in other words, something positive, right? When we're talking about venting our spleen, furious over the idea that some people think to ban the mosque hurts the Constitution, and that it's about freedom of religion, and you're a bigot and ignorant if you think the mosque / Islamic Center should be moved. And this buzz isn't going to go away anytime soon, especially because now you have the imam saying, I'm back, it's controversial, but that's good for what we're doing here. His wife saying, we're not changing anything unless the money goes away. If the money goes away, trust me, they'll change their plans like that. But let's give you the Daily Salute. This is a good one. I was thinking about this today. When I was a kid, what did you remember of your childhood from, let's say, being 2 years old and 3 years old? Do you remember anything your parents told you? Well, there's a young girl in Northern California, and her name was Alessandra Tafoya, and her parents were teaching her about being safe and pointing things out, like if she If she needed a safe place to go, she could go to the fire station if she was ever in trouble. She's 3 years old. And what happened on Friday is her father was with her, and he collapsed inside their house. He took some pills that didn't mix with some other pills that he was taking, and he collapsed. So the little girl didn't panic. She simply walked 2 blocks to the fire station. When she was there, she told the firefighters her dad was frozen and couldn't wake up. And then the captain looked at her and was stunned that a 3-year-old walked up to the fire station. Immediately, they went back to her house. The father was sitting in the living room, and he needed immediate medical attention. And the doctor said that if he hadn't gotten medical help, he probably would have died. So she was listening to everything that they must have been telling her, and they did a good job teaching her. So that is our daily salute. Yeah, I'm just stunned at 3 years old. I mean, I think it's great that the parents were reinforcing that and saying, you need someplace to go. Excellent. But the fact that she could retain that and then was so calm and simply went the block, couple of blocks down and was able to do that. Matt, do you remember when you were 3, I can't even remember very much from my childhood of 1 or 2 or 3. It's really when I got to about 5 that I have more recollections, and I'm sure I was told certain things, but I can't imagine that this little girl was able to be so astute and be able to do that. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, all my earliest memories are kind of negative things. I remember falling down the stairs when I was about 3 or 4 and cracked my head open. And I also remember I got stuck in the garage door, and if people are wondering how that happened, basically I was always intrigued by the garage door going up and down, and one day my mom hit it, and she wasn't outside with me, and I grabbed onto it, and I got stuck between the top part of the garage and where the garage door sits.
Oh, that's terrible.
On top of the garage door and inside of it.
Oh, yeah. See, my memories are like yours, like touching something hot, dropping something. I am so impressed that this little girl was able to really retain that knowledge and just do it on her own. Walk out the front door, not be crying and, be upset like a kid would be. Just calmly go down there and tell them that something was wrong. That's great.
Yeah, it's good on her part. I mean, I don't know if everyone would be able to do that.
I don't think so. That's the point. Anybody out there remember doing something heroic when they were 3 years old? Or were you more like Matt and I, where you got stuck in things or touched things you weren't supposed to touch, and you have memories of getting stitches or falling off the swing or whatever it might be? I was bit by a dog. That's like one of my most vivid memories, and I was about 3 when that happened, but I do not remember. I don't even remember the talks about where to go or anything like that. So I think that's a good one. If you've got a daily salute, by the way, you can send it to us at americatonight.net. And a lot of you are picking up on this. So we had William Stein last week that sent us something. If you have something happening in your own backyard that you think's worth mentioning on ATN, do it. Pitch it to us. You definitely have had this pumped out to you several times. americatonight.net, americatonight.net. A lot of people are on this day or this week are reminiscing back to Hurricane Katrina. In fact, heading into the weekend, a lot of papers did retrospectives on what's happened and what's happened in the wake of Katrina. Do you believe that's been 5 years? 5 years. And so many people left New Orleans for other parts because of how devastated the city was. They went to Texas and parts of the Midwest and the East Coast and, other places to start over again or to temporarily start over again. And a lot of them ended up staying where they were. But the children, apparently, of Hurricane Katrina have really been battered by this. And I guess that makes sense. We're talking about this little 3-year-old girl and how she kept it together. And you think of the kids who would be her age or maybe just a little bit older, seeing what they saw, during some very dangerous and, needless to say, traumatic conditions. And I guess it's pretty tough for kids to get over that hump because of the mental distress that it puts on you when you've got your city flooded like by 80% and you have people, how many people died? 1,600 people died and all that property damage and people that were forced out. And that's what the impression on the kids. What's really sad is the number of the people in Mississippi and Louisiana totaled was, you know, over 1.5 million. And at least 163,000 of them were kids because of the storms, leaving the state, bouncing around different places, different schools. And now, after 5 years, where are these kids now? Where are the families now? Most of the families are living in other places. They say at least half of them are living in other places. So there was a commission, an independent bipartisan group on Friday that voted to recommend to the President and Congress to close gaps in disaster preparedness and response and long-term recovery for kids. They were hoping that the recommendations would be rolled in some piece of legislation or form some other kind of regulations to protect kids, whatever it might be. Because it was the kids that kind of were, I don't think they were forgotten, but there were so many other things going on that, yeah, in these trailer parks and hotels and all that stuff, of course you had the kids there, but it was about the bounce back, I think, and that was just another thing that got lost into it. So now you've got this prologue of where are we 5 years later? I mean, rebuilding in some cases a little bit safer and a little bit better and some more opportunity, but the fact is a lot of people aren't going back. And it's like I say, you know, a tragedy is a tragedy is a tragedy, but until it, and you know this, when it's deeply personal, it is very different, my friends, than when you see it from afar or you send a check or you feel bad or whatever versus you're in the middle of that storm. When you're in the middle of that storm, it's the worst. Imagine if right now you're listening to me and you have to uproot your family. I mean, everything, because you have nothing, basically. And you have to figure out what sister or brother you're going to go live with or where you're going to move or what you're going to do because the jobs went away. And then trying to rebuild New Orleans, you remember Bush flying in and saying that this is a great city and it would be in a year people would be coming back and it would be rebuilt. But that hasn't been the case. Yes, some things have happened in the right direction, but it is a far-fated cry from what it used to be, what it used to be. And then that's why when the BP spill happened, it was just like a double whammy. And it's like Gulf tourism in general. The perception is reality theory is playing out there because you've got people that don't want to go there. You've got the problem with the Hurricane Katrina, and now you add that. So, okay, so get the tourists to go back, and it's already had dropped off. Tourism had dropped off. Then you've got the BP well, and there are people that just say, hey, you know, do I really want to go to Mississippi? Do I really want to, over Labor Day weekend, am I going to travel down to Louisiana or spend some time in New Orleans versus doing something else? So as a result, there are a lot of concerts and discounts at some of the hotels and some of the, I guess, attractions that normally would cost you an arm and a leg now are just costing you barely an arm because the desperation is certainly there. In fact, BP had to give millions to that area for tourism promotion. They gave $25 million to Florida, $15 million each to Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, but most of that was spent and hasn't really brought people back. What would it take? Is anyone out there really thinking of taking a vacation to the Gulf Coast let me know if you are. AmericaTonight.net. Meet you in a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The mailbag here on America Tonight, but before we skedaddle there, let's go to Christina in Sweden. Hello, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning. Have you heard of what's happening with the WikiLeaks, man?
Yes, absolutely. And some people are saying that it's a setup, and we're talking about Julian Assange and the fact that the rape allegations, is that what you're talking about in Sweden?
Yes, yes, yes.
What are the newspapers there saying?
Well, a lot was saying yesterday, and now all of a sudden there's not much being said at all. But apparently he went into the police station in Stockholm yesterday, and he hasn't been charged.
No, he hasn't been charged. So some people are saying it's a setup. They feel like he's being set up, but I don't think that the in Sweden the authorities there would just trump something up. They're investigating whatever it is.
No, I don't think so either. Not in Sweden, because he has his servers here.
Right.
So he's trying to get started another company here. So So I don't think so. But I wanted to let you know about that.
Yeah, what they're saying is that they dropped the rape accusation against him at this point. They're saying that they revoked that arrest warrant against about the alleged rape against him. And they're saying he's not wanted, he's not suspected of rape. And that was it. Like you said, he went into the police station himself. And so the question is, people are talking about what's really going on there now. Apparently, they're saying they're still looking at him for molestation, and nothing's happened there.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Mm. Yeah. How are you doing in Sweden?
Oh, we're doing fine. Everyone else had a terrible summer with weather. We had a wonderful summer with weather.
When does it start to snow and all that stuff? In a couple of months?
Well, about when does it start to snow in Minnesota? Around December? January?
Yeah, so same thing, right?
Yeah, we have basically Minnesota type weather.
Ooh,
but they usually have harder than we do in the summertime, right?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But now we've had a really nice, we've had like a Spanish summer.
Oh, so that's what everybody's buzzing about then in Sweden, that they can sit out in the cafes and feel comfortable.
Right. Usually we have to have these blankets on us.
That's good. Blankets. We're wrapped in blankets in Sweden. I love it.
Yeah, in the summertime, that's true. You always have blankets by your chair.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Christina, it's always great to hear from you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. So how about that? Like I said, with what's going on with the WikiLeaks founder, they're looking at the molestation charges, but they dropped everything else at that point, and that's it. Now, I don't know that they're going to have enough evidence for anything there either. And then the question becomes, is it about getting him to shut up? And so is there something subversive working against him? And you heard Christina and I both say, I don't know that if they had some accusations, they would certainly look into it, and that would be that. What's interesting is he said he never had sex with anyone against their will. He denied the rape charges, and he said, what I can say is that I have never in Sweden or any other country ever done that. And if I had sex with anyone in a way that hasn't been based on, it's always been based on voluntariness by both sides. That was his statement that he released. So he was arrested, and that caused a lot of confusion, in abstention, they call it, by a Swedish prosecutor on those charges. They later dropped the rape charges, and I already talked about this. They were still looking at the molestation part of it, but WikiLeaks has been under the microscope, as all of you know, since they published more than 91,000 military reports from Afghanistan, which then pushed the Defense Department against the wall and demanded that the Defense Department demanded that they be returned and purged, and talked about the threat to the troops and the Afghan people. To the credit of WikiLeaks, they're going through the next round of documents, and they're taking all the names out to make sure that nobody's name is in there, because certainly that isn't good, no matter how you slice that. Nobody wants to see a bunch of informants' names so that they could readily be attacked or killed or whatever by the Taliban for helping the NATO forces in whatever way they're doing it, whether it's through translation or helping them maneuver through the villages or whatever. But now, before they release the other ones, they've gone through everything else. All right, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. This is from Jan, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hi, Kate. I always enjoy the show and the way you hopscotch all over the place. I heard you mention something about Blago. What's the latest with that? You know how you say there's smoke and there's fire, or however that saying goes? I have to believe that there's a little bit more to this story. What do you think, and do you think he'll do any jail time? This is such a good question on the whole Blagojevich deal, because I do have the expression is, where there's smoke, there's fire, and to me, usually there is more to it. The more there's the build-up, the crescendo of things, something, there's going to be a little bit of truth to whatever it is that's happening. And this time around, Blagojevich is saying that Rahm Emanuel is going to be called. And, you know, he's the White House chief of staff. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say, because he was mentioned in a couple of the conversations. Also, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the chairman of the Democratic Party, Senator Bob Menendez, would be one, and also Jesse Jackson Jr. would also be called too, and he's saying they'll be called to defend him. And he said he would also again attempt to subpoena Obama, that it was rejected the first time around, but he would try to do it again. And what Blagojevich is saying is that he talked to Rahm Emanuel the day before his arrest, and so what's the deal there? And he's going to be able to prove out that he didn't do anything wrong and that he would be vindicated. So what's interesting about the Blagojevich thing is he still has the one charge against him, and if nothing comes of these charges and this whole defense and trying to explain it and watching this whole thing unfold is kind of fascinating, to be honest. But it's going to be an incredible amount of money spent on this thing to do this the second time around. And his defense, it looks like, is everybody else is doing it, so here we go again. And, boy, and Rahm Emanuel, what do you think his testimony, how reliable or credible do you think that testimony will be? It's just more of the same old, I think, Chicago politics. That's what I would say, Jan. This one's from Greg Wilson in Illinois. Hello, America. Tonight, couple of things I have for you. Number one, what is the deal with Obama and all the vacations? Do you think it's great that he's going on vacation? What do you think this cat needs to be doing when his house isn't in order? Also, what do you have to say about what is happening with the body scanners at the airport? I heard you mention it on a show maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I'm curious as to what you think needs to happen. All right, so, Greg, let me think. The first thing we were talking about here is, well, let's go to the body scanners first. The body scanners, I would say, I'm not thrilled about the body scanners, no. You know, my old mantra used to be, well, if we're safe getting on the plane, that's all that matters. But then when I started to talk to more people connected to the airlines, you know, we have an international pilot on and an airline investigator. I don't feel as though that's going to do that much good other than violating a lot of people's civil rights. And I don't like that idea of the x-rays that, oops, we forgot to tell you we might have those x-rays on hand. And as to the president taking vacations, hey, you know what? How many vacations did Bush take? This always becomes a thing with presidents. Here's what I would say. I would round up all of his people, and then I would start, when he came back from vacation, he needs to clean house a little bit. A few pink slips and a few people who have a better direction might help that White House and what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Have any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.